Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with Carter Failer. He is a state bowling qualifier for Pella High School as a freshman, bowling a 6.04 Tuesday at Keokuk to advance to the final tournament of the season coming up next week. First of all, Carter, huge congratulations. What was it like when you found out you would be a state qualifier, and what does it mean to represent your school this way?
Yeah, so I was sitting in the 10th frame in the last shot for the game to see if I was going to win for the 7th spot or the 8th spot. And barely enough, like 9 pins to get the next standing. So it was very nerve-wracking, and it was fun to be there. So,
well, and obviously you were able to capitalize. And again, the lanes weren't as good maybe for the team on Tuesday as they have been late in the season. You had an excellent conference meet. How excited are you overall with how you've been bowling lately, and how do you think that's prepared you for this moment?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited, especially freshman year, making it, I don't know, just impacts overall about the school and just supporting my team. So,
for those who have been paying attention to the radio, before the state qualifying meet, you had a school record at conference for a 3-game series, well over 700. And you've had several individual games above 250 plus, which of course for people in bowling realize 300 is the perfect score. How have you grown as a bowler this season, and what has allowed you to chase some school records this year in your mind?
So for to be better, I mean, I was just trying to keep my hands straight and just trying to make sure everything's in order, make sure I have a set stuff I do, like, you know, arms and stuff. That's pretty much it. So,
well, and what's it like to be in that zone, though? Because, you know, like we talk about a basketball shooter, the equivalent of shooting a 270 in bowling has to be a 3-point shooter going like 9 of 12 in a game, right, in basketball, or, you know, a football player, a quarterback going 20-25. That's a pretty huge accomplishment. What's it like when you're in that zone, and, you know, how do you then try to replicate it knowing that you've had several big scores throughout the year?
Yeah, so in practice it's different because, you know, you're in your own little spot, and it's different when you're in actual meet because you have all this pressure with different people and stuff. So, I mean, it's you just have to take, you know, slow breaths and just keep your position and just make sure you hit your spot. So,
well, and obviously the big meets come up next week. You've had a lot of fun this winter, I'm sure, so far. You haven't been up to state as a competitor before, you know, but what are the things you're hoping to bring into the meet that maybe give you a chance, knowing you've had some really high scores that if you were able to replicate that, you might be able to contend for some pretty fun spots?
Yeah, I just hope I make top 8, because top 8 goes into bracket play on Wednesday next week. So I'm pretty excited about that and hoping that, you know, make at least top 8 is what I'm waiting for. So
that'd be a great finish. And how is the coaching staff or your teammates, how they try to prepare you for that moment, whether it's, you know, maybe just having fun with bowling or some technical stuff? What are the little things you're really trying to hone in on heading into next week?
Yeah, just keep practicing. I want to go up to the lanes, make sure that they're, you know, decent, like Oskies, I've been told. Teammates have been always congratulations and hope you do good and stuff, and coaches are just hoping, making sure they're going to help me out during the whole time. So,
well, and it might be good news if they're similar to Oskaloosa. That's where you had the school record. That's Carter Failer. He is a state qualifying bowler, getting his first radio interview done, by the way, and also heading in to the state tournament next week. Carter, all the best to you. Hopefully top 8 and maybe better. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.